I'm Brandon Tabor for KASU News. A final report has been presented to Arkansas's governor with recommendations on how to protect schools from active shooters. Member station KUAR's Michael Hiblin has details.
Governor Asa Hutchinson called it the most comprehensive study conducted by any state in the nation on how to protect schools.
This has been an extraordinary exercise that has exceeded my expectations.
The governor created the commission in response to a school shooting in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed. Cheryl May served as commission chair and gave Hutchinson a copy of the report during a press conference at the Capitol.
We ended up, sir, with 30 recommendations for you to consider. It's been an honor and a privilege to work with these extraordinary individuals. You did a tremendous job in selecting individuals, and it's my privilege to provide you with our final report.
Thank you, Dr. Mack.
Among the recommendations is that each school have an armed presence, but Hutchinson noted that's only a suggestion.
I do not believe that should be mandated. That is a recommendation, and but the final decision should be made by the local school district and local school leadership. And from obviously the fact that 70% of our schools have a school resource officer, and additional number have commissioned security staff, then that means that they agree with that by and large, but the ultimate decision has to be made by them, and they'll make different decisions as to how to apply that. Different arrangements with the local sheriff's department or police department as to the funding of those as well.
A preliminary report was released in July for schools to consider before the start of the current school year. Since then, May says the commission has surveyed districts across the state.
One of the questions that we ask is, you know, what changes did the districts intend to do based on our preliminary report? And 76% of those that responded said they were going to make physical security changes. Others, 59% emergency operation drills and audits. Law enforcement and security, 57%. Mental health and prevention, 55%. And intelligence and communication, 39%. So we got the overall feeling that that they were going to make at least one of those changes, if not multiple changes from that.
The report says anyone armed at a school should be carefully trained in the best ways to respond to an active shooter. While 9 months of work by the commission is complete, Hutchinson said a follow-up assessment will be needed.
I hope that we will be able to see a year from now, first of all, that there not be any incidences in Arkansas. That would be a real answer to prayer, but also because of security initiatives. Secondly, I do believe anytime that you initiate something like this, it needs to be reviewed. This is something that our Department of Education can review and to see the measure of implementation on these security measures, whether there is any additional gaps that we need to address in the future.
The governor said funding to expand security measures could come from the legislature or grants from the federal government. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.